from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Fig, the reason why I'm looking at you is B-Scott's in studio. Are we supposed to have a B-Scott intro going?
Oh yeah, man.
That's go ahead and tee that up because the people need it. Yeah. The people do need it.
That's my favorite.
My bad, Fig. Like, yeah. I could have done, I did the, and look, I understand this is a cultural thing. Please don't feel bad that I'm mentioning race, right? I feel like I did the black person thing when they sitting in the car with you. Instead of letting you know that you're about to miss your exit, they wait till you pass your exit and go, where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going? I should have let you know ahead of time. Hey,
like, no, it's just like, you know that's your exit, right?
Right, exactly.
After you pass it. I did that with my wife last week. I said, you see that stop sign?
Oh, man.
She went straight through a stop sign.
But you probably did that on purpose.
No. I was that cartridge was in the gun. It was ready to go.
Yeah, you want her to feel like the inferior driver.
I actually looked both ways, knew there wasn't any cars coming. I just want to let her see.
I would have been screaming at the top of my lungs. Like, yo.
No, I was going to, but I knew that it was a slow street. It was a neighborhood street, and there weren't any cars coming. So I let her just go right through that. I said,
y'all blowing stop signs in neighborhood streets, huh?
Wild, man.
Okay, let's move on. Let's not admit any more crimes.
My wife went down the one way one time.
Oh, boy.
Yo!
All right, so with all that being said,
I got the intro right.
Let's do it.
It's going down. H-Town. Howard Clark. Beast Scott from Hiram Clark.
The man, B. Scott from Hiram Clark, in studio all hour long here
nicely
on Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, I love it.
Man, that always feels good to get it in, man. I've done it twice and it still feels great, man. All right. Texans roster cut down day. We're getting down to 53. Some notable cuts thus far. Andrew Beck, the fullback, will not be on this roster. He's been dealing with calf injury all preseason. Noah Brown is a big one that came up.
Yes.
That wide receiver will not be on this team this year. I know that he has some injury issues, but he's been a consistent guy on this roster. There's some other ones that I'm missing here that I'm not thinking about because those
were the big ones.
In my mind.
Henderson.
CJ Henderson
earlier.
Absolutely.
Was a pretty big one for the cornerback room because you thought that was going to be part of your depth going in, or at least that it could be. They let a couple other guys go in that position group too. And it is an issue.
Like Troy Pride, I think.
Troy Pride, there we go. So there is an issue there of depth and exactly what you have past the guys that you know are going to be starting for you. It's not looking great.
Defensive back-wise, because, I believe Brandon Hill is a safety, correct?
Yes.
But Brandon Hill will go on injured reserve with a significant injury that will require surgery. So his season is done.
Tough, yeah, tough for him, Saturday. Too.
Because isn't that back-to-back years now for him, right? Like, I think he was a rookie last year who was also injured, if I'm not mistaken. So
I think you're right. I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, I mean, he's somebody that... You might remember this, Lopez. Mm-hmm. Nick Caserio mentioned him kind of out of the blue in either an interview with Payne and Pendergast or it might have been media availability. But earlier in the year, he did. They kind of just mentioned Brandon Hill in passing, somebody we kind of had high hopes for. So it was really tough watching him go out on the court like that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely tough. But he will be on the injured reserve, still get checks in that way.
Yeah, so good for him.
That is nice. But All right, we could do one or two. Well, no, let's do the thing that we're supposed to be here. B. Scott's preseason camp takeaways. I'm already trying to like
we're all over the place
because I have things that I just want to ask B. Yeah. Scott, and we have time to do that as well. But for you, what have been like the major camp slash preseason takeaways as we kind of with the 53-man roster cut down transition into the regular season?
So this is a recency bias take, but I do feel like it's the main thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Akers has gone from kind of this throwaway signing, with no disrespect, but really that's what it was, a throwaway signing, kind of just take a flyer.
It was after camp started.
Oh, I mean, I feel like that signing is not terribly dissimilar to the conversation we were just having about Dalvin Cook in Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, is he washed? What are they doing there? Now, the Texans aren't as desperate as the Cowboys are, per se, in the running back position or just period, but I would say that if you had told me when they signed him that I would feel like he's the second best running back on the team by the end of it, I would have thought that was a long shot. So to me, that is a huge training camp slash preseason going into the 53-man roster cut takeaway for me. And then also now it's got to be, we talked about it, the Noah Brown release, what that means for the wide receiver group, what that means for the wide receiver position, the fact that John Mechie, I feel like John Mechie more specifically, talk about recency bias, really, guys, put himself in a position over these last couple of weeks by making plays in the game, not just being what I called at one point a practice player. Like, he was doing things in practice that they liked, but it wasn't translating in the game. Lopez, you and I talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
And then it showed up over the last couple of weeks. I think he did himself a lot of favors in terms of solidifying himself on this roster and maybe even inching Noah Brown off of it, given Noah Brown's injury situation and, you know, the fact that they could just perhaps go younger if they believe in the younger player.
Let me ask you both this, because you just got me thinking about something. No matter what D'Amico has said about, you know, I've seen enough, you know, in practice or and all that, their actions today, you know, the old line, watch what they do, not what they say. What they're doing is telling us the preseason games did matter a lot. Oh. Xavier Hutchinson is on this squad because he's looked really good in the games. John Mechie is on this squad because his last two preseason games, he's looked really good. There is no fullback on this roster because they've used Cade Stover and Brevin Jordan and British Brooks as a fullback. So if I'm Damian Pierce right now, I'm like, uh-oh, because I haven't looked good in the preseason games.
Well, so I'm glad you ended it with that, because that would be the response, right? Like, so if it really did matter.
It did. I mean, they're showing us that it matters.
So, yeah.
The games matter.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying, what is the, there's a contradiction that exists there.
Sure.
Right? Like, so if the preseason did matter, therefore, how do you explain exactly this Damian Pierce thing?
Yeah.
That's been the thing that's
hard to do.
I think that's been the thing. It's the reason why it's become such a big talking point is because of the dichotomy that exists there, even within what they said, right? Like D'Amico Ryans after, what was that, game two, the dress rehearsal, or I guess preseason game two, technically, against the Giants, he was talking about the idea that, oh, well, he needs more ops, right? He needs more opportunities. And then you come back and don't play him in preseason game three because we've seen enough in practice, right? Like, there's been kind of, you know, those clashings of thought within the decision-making process all the way across, it feels like.
Yeah, and the only out that I'll give them, because I do think this is real, is the fact that you can carry a bunch of running backs. You know, so if it comes down to it that, hey, at one point you thought, a long time ago, that Damian Pierce was running back number one. Oh, last year you found out that that's not the case. Oh, this year you were hoping that Damian Pierce could be running back number two. Oh, it looks like you're finding out that you might have a better option than Cam Akers there, and that, at the very least, that's not Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
Oh, what if he's running back number three or four, or however many it is that you end up keeping? What if he's like the last guy or something that? Even though he's been treated like, maybe not a starter, but it's somebody that's just for sure on the team. But the fact that you can have some redundancy at that position, running back specifically, that's why it's happening, even if it is curious to the naked eye.
Yeah, and I think the thing for me there is, I think that's where my brain is settled, and I think John can attest to that over the course of today. I've just kind of been okay with the idea that, okay, he's on the roster. As long as he's not getting out here and getting more reps than Cam Akers as the second running back, then we get into some tough situations.
Say that again.
As long as he's not getting more reps than Cam Akers, and I think that even with Cam Akers, I do wonder how many reps are going to fall to him, because I think Joe Mixon is going to be that dude that just gobbles up all of the reps because of how versatile he is and how much of a workhorse he can be. But I also then keep falling back to this as a counterpoint to my counterpoint, which is, okay, he's there, and even if he minimized the number of reps, isn't it a problem that you have a dude that just fundamentally seems to not fit your system? Because that seems to be the issue with Damian Pierce. It's not that he's like, oh, well, he's just not living up. He's not playing as well. Fundamentally, it seems like the thing that shifted that made him, took him from being a RB1 to being what in our minds is an RB3, mm-hmm. was that there was a switch in system, running style, and he doesn't seem to fit that. And how wild is it to use one of your very valuable 53-man roster spots on a dude?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who doesn't fit what you're doing.
So all of that is well said. And I mean,
but bump it.
No,
we're waiting.
No, I would just add to it. No, I think that was well said. I'm going to add to it here. Lopez, how much have we talked about wasting downs? How the Texans.
Yesterday we mentioned it. Can't waste it down.
I don't want them.
Throwaways is what I call them.
So, you talk this contradiction. Damian Pierce feels like maybe he's too good of a football player to necessarily cut, but he also doesn't feel like he's a good enough dude to play and waste downs for. So what exactly, what is going on? That is the conflict right now. It's like, yeah, I want him to figure things out, and I do feel like there's a way that he can contribute, but man, it's wasting downs trying to get him to figure it out, so... That's why I thought he was a trade candidate.
Yeah,
and he still may be.
That's kind of where he
still may well be.
Yeah, that's
again.
Where
I'll
I'm
go back to
it.
What I just said. Like everything they're showing us on these cuts, which are continuing to come in, it mattered what you did on the field, man. In a game situation, even if it was preseason or whatever, Damian Pierce was throwaway downs. Can't have that. At least what we saw. We all know the stat. As we've mentioned a million times, 8 carries, 9 yards. If that's what matters when it comes to Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie and the fullback position and all that, then it should matter for Damian Pierce. This is not bashing. We love that dude. He's been on our show a bunch of times.
No, I wish I could argue with you.
Yeah.
I wish I could say you were wrong about anything you just said. You're not.
And ultimately, I think the bashing would be, oh, he's a bad running back. I just think that he can be a good running back in a system that favors his talents. And right now, it doesn't feel like system favors his talents right now.
But, dude, it's weird, though, man, because at the very least, man, when he was shining, Damian Pierce used to break tackles.
Oh,
yeah.
He used to be violent, used to invite contact, and you expected that, man, when he ran the ball, and to not see that is really a strange. I think that's why a lot of people, or some people at least, and maybe even the Texans themselves, have an issue or have trouble quitting Damian Pierce because they remember, Lopez, you not remember, man, that rookie
Jacksonville
year.
Jacksonville game. Whew, God almighty.
Dude invited punishment, invited violent contact.
Wasn't it like an ESPN candidate too? Like at the ESPYs, it was like one of the
angry run.
Angry run. Yeah,
he was a bowling ball out there, man, for a while, man, or at least for a rookie year until he got hurt at the end, man. Mm-hmm. So it is weird to see, but this is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot argue with, the facts.
Right.
This is what it is.
Like, are we going to trust our lying eyes or what we're being told that it looks good? And, to be fair, I want to be abundantly fair to this man. There have been practices where it has looked, at the very least, better than what we've seen on the weekends. But it has looked solid at times. It's hard to make all of those things mesh.
Look. You got Cam Akers and Joe Mixon, guys. Joe Mixon injured, Cam Akers injury history. You might want a guy. You're like Damian Pierce might get an opportunity at some point.
So
how much do they value him on special teams? Is probably what it's going to come down to.
It's a good question to ask.
It's probably what it's going to come down to. Because he does return kicks.
Especially with Desmond King now no longer on the roster. Yeah. I think your only dude that you're like, hey, definitely a return guy is Steven Sims.
Yeah.
Well, and especially also, and we'll see how long the kickoff rule is, the kickoff rule. But now that the kickoff is more like a run play,
yeah,
it running backs make more sense as kick returners.
Sure, but then this is where I come back to, and I hear you. That's exactly the way I thought about the kickoff return all the since it came through. The running, the run that we're talking about is more of a read and react run, which is that's the exact thing that he's had issues with is reading, reacting, find the hole and hitting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So like, hey, we'll put him back there to return kicks. And I do wonder, is he running into the back of one of his kick return blockers?
North and south, baby.
It's an issue.
You know,
it's an issue.
Real quick before we go, I did want to ask, like, where are your eyes trained as we continue through cut down day? Like, what, where are you looking at? As area of interest as we continue.
Yeah, man, backup corner. Like, I think we hit on this earlier, mm-hmm. but, like, that is to me, like, the positives to me are that you had questions about your interior line on both sides, offensively and defensively going in, and I think by the end of it, whatever they do there, you've, like, the fact that those aren't big talking points is a positive for the Texans.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that, like the negative, and to your question, what are my eyes on? Man, Derek Stingley Jr. and Kamari Lassiter got to stay healthy, dog.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Them dudes got to be healthy, you know, just like to put it plain. Because
mm-hmm.
what's behind them is not exactly encouraging. So, and I was actually.
Boy, Mike Ford, man.
Well,
there's your guy.
So here's the thing about that's what's funny about that, though, right? Like, look at what's happened.
Yeah.
CJ Henderson's been released. Pry's been released. Like, Jeff Okuda is probably going to make the team, but he's been out with a hip for however
Boyd's
long.
Boyd's injured, right?
Yeah, so like.
Yeah, Boyd just got injured in that final preseason game as well.
So really, you got Mike Ford, Jeff Okuda, and D'Angelo Ross.
I tell y'all this.
Are the only cornerbacks on the roster.
Outside
right
corners, right?
Yeah, outside corners. Yes.
Everybody that was trying to get on me for that tweet, hey, look, the joke is on the depth of that position.
Yeah.
Not on me. The joke is on the depth of the cornerback position for the Texans and the fact that I can say that. And then now you look up and Mike Ford somehow still like, he might not be 3 o'clock. He might not be on the team,
but he is right now.
But hey, he wasn't what y'all ended up saying he was because they don't have a lot there.
Yeah. One of the things we'll talk about later in the show is like, you know, what outside players would you maybe want the Texans to pursue? And in getting ready to talk about that, I am scouring for defensive backs, particularly cornerbacks, because that feels like the position where I would love to add a depth piece that you feel confident can maybe come in and step in and do a little something. Because right now, I don't have very much confidence outside of the starters like you.
Yeah, if there was a corner that you love that was available close to September, you know, like usually that's not the case.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is not great. You usually want to have your corners in place by camp.
Yeah.
And they apparently do not.
Okay. In the loop, Sports Radio 610. We're in the studio with our guy, B. Scott. Coming up next, we'll get what's popping. Obviously, the Astros fall to the Phillies. But an interesting note when it comes to the Rockets and their rookie. We'll talk about it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.